It's been 7 years since Alexander Payne's hit film Sideways, but the director of Citizen Ruth, Election, and About Schmidt is back with his fifth feature, The Descendants. George Clooney plays a Hawaiian real estate lawyer with a wife in a coma and a momentous decision to make involving land inherited from the last Hawaiian king. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Writer-director Alexander Payne is either the American cinema's most acerbic humanist or its most empathetic jerk. Whichever it is, the protagonists of the novels he adapts are outsiders who pay an emotional price for their sense of superiority. Payne's The Descendants is his first film to be told from the perspective of a person of privilege. But real estate lawyer Matt King, played by George Clooney, is the ultimate outsider, a stranger to his family and his lifelong home, Hawaii. Matt grew up wealthy in paradise, but in voiceover he says paradise can go bleep itself. He's actually the great-grandson of a native princess, the last direct descendant of King Kamehameha, but she married a non-native, or Haole businessman, and died relatively young, and Matt and his many cousins were raised on the Haole end of the spectrum. Now, these descendants are scheduled to meet to vote on the fate of their principal inheritance, 25,000 acres of untouched coastal land, to vote on whether a developer gets to buy and cover it with hotels and golf courses. Matt is trustee and will make the final decision. A lot of power for anyone, let alone someone whose life is falling apart. When we meet him, his wife, Elizabeth, has been in a coma and on life support for 23 days after a daredevil water skiing accident, and her prognosis is iffy. Matt refers to himself as the backup parent to their two daughters. He barely knows how to talk to his 10-year-old, Scotty, often in a world of her own, and 17-year-old Alexandra, played by Shailene Woodley, has had drug problems and now goes to boarding school on another island. When Matt brings her home to see her mom, she insists on inviting an old friend, a stoner named Sid, who's a little too forward, played by Nick Krause.
Dad, this is Sid.
Oh, Sid. Sup, bro? Don't ever do that to me again. Get ready, we're gonna go see your grandparents, and Scotty, Auntie Esther's gonna come watch you.
Dad, Sid's coming with us, okay?
Yeah, listen, Sid, what's going on this week is really a family matter. You understand? Sid's not going to be interested in meeting your grandparents. He's going to be bored stiff.
Dad, I told you that he was going to be with me. I'll be a lot more civil with him around.
What can I say?
Sid raises hackles because everything he says is a reflexive taunt, a provocation. But he's emblematic. The Descendants gets to you by mixing devastating sadness with sick humor and showing how they're karmically connected. It turns out Sid has had a sad life, and his point of view has weight. In Payne's dramatic universe, there's no such thing as inappropriate. The Descendants is closely based on a novel by Cowie Hart Hemmings, but the casting of Clooney as a self-absorbed workaholic can't help but throw it slightly out of whack. It's hard to accept he could be that much of a non-presence in people's lives. And yet, much of Clooney's recent career has been an attempt to fight his own glibness, even his own ridiculous handsomeness, and he does so triumphantly here. He gives a wonderful performance, morose, then manic, then somehow morosely manic. Early on, Matt discovers his wife has been seeing another man, and his sweaty desperation to find out who and why is both hilarious and emotionally right. Just when you think a character is too much of a cartoon, there'll be a moment of revelation, a window through the facade. A two-tanned Beau Bridges plays the most prominent of Matt's cousins. He's all rummy Hawaiian bonhomie until you glimpse the core of deviousness. Judy Greer is the wife of Elizabeth's lover, and her final scene is a triumph of Payne's vision, deeply poignant. Until she starts to rant, and then all of a sudden, she's a comic banshee. Best of all are the kids. Amara Miller as 10-year-old Scotty, still a child, withdrawing into fantasy, and Shailene Woodley as the willowy beauty Alexandra, who's had to grow up too fast. Elizabeth King is played by Patricia Hastie, seen only in her hospital bed, except for the film's first shot, a close-up of her face, elated as she water skis. Why does Payne open with that image, so remote from the narrator's point of view? I think he wants it to come back to us later, when we know how she got to that moment, at which point you see her husband and the other characters with their clownish jealousies and pettiness and greed differently. It gives this broad comedy the sting of tragedy. The Descendants is a great movie.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer today is Kevin Griffin, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.